This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
جمعين وبعد يروي الإمام الطبراني في المعجم الكبير وعبد الرزاق في مصنفه بسند حسن عن الحسين بن علي رضي الله عنهما عليهما السلام قال حديثنا in the collection of Imam al-Tabarani, his Mu'jam is in the collection of Imam al-Abd al-Razzaq and his Musannaf, and it has an acceptable chain of narration. And it's narrated to us by al-Husayn ibn Ali, radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina al-Husayn, the grandson of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, only has a couple of hadith that are actually narrated by him. He doesn't have a lot, neither does his older brother al-Hasan either. But the few that they do are, that are authentic at least, are always worth kind of mentioning. And this one here is attached to the theme of Hajj, and so I'm going to narrate it to you. فقال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إني رجل جبان وإني ضعيف. A man came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and said, "Oh, يا رسول الله, I am weak and I am not brave. I am neither weak, I'm neither strong nor courageous. I'm a weak person and I'm scared. I'm a coward. I'm not good in war at all. Like when you take me to you talk a lot about the need to go to battle and to combat. It's not me. I'm not helpful in these situations because I'm neither strong nor am I courageous and brave." And the beauty of, we can move on. This part of the hadith, the beauty of it is actually how Sayyidina al-Husayn did not use his name. He said, "Ja'a rajul," even though he most likely knows who this person was. But because this person came and said something very negative about himself, he refused to actually say his name. And that is the adab of the grandson of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who learned from his grandfather not to use his name, because that's going to, you can never shake that off, that you came and said that. So he didn't tell us who he was. And we don't know, we have no idea. And it was very blunt. And people, I guess another piece that's I think worth maybe noting here, is that people were comfortable coming and saying that to him alayhi salatu wasalam. This is another part that I think is very underrated or not noticed. People felt very comfortable coming up to him alayhi salatu wasalam and saying something as ridiculous as what you just heard. As known culturally as Arab, the Arabs, saying that is like suicide. It's social suicide. You don't come and say that. You say that sticks with you forever. No one will ever let that go, that you said that about yourself. So socially, for an Arab to come and say that to somebody else publicly is just unheard of, and it's not appropriate. Regardless if we were a friend, a family member, or Arabi Badawi from the middle of nowhere, it doesn't make a difference, because what they value their integrity, their nobility, and specifically their reputation. And when it came about their reputation, what they valued were the opposite of those two things. They valued their ability to prove that they were courageous, that they were strong. And you're going to come and say, and if they were poor financially, it's not a big deal. That was not something that they bragged about. But if you were stingy, that was something that was a problem. Like if you're poor, no problem. But if you're stingy and you're not someone, you're bakhil, that's a huge problem. Yeah, you can be short, no problem. But if you can be not powerful, but if you're a coward, you're not really understanding, that's a problem. So they had things that they would not come and admit. So for him to come to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and admit it and say, "Ya Rasulullah, I am both weak and a coward. Like I'm not good in these things." قال فابتسم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فقال هلم إلى جهاد لا شوكة فيه الحج. To come with me to a jihad, to a form of striving, there's no shawka fi. Shawka as in a thorn, we use the word shawk as a fork, but really it's a thorn. I mean, there's no pinch to it. There's no pain in it. There's no fear of death. وتودون أن غير ذات الشوكة تكون لكم. In Surah Al-Anfal, and the Sahaba, when they went for the caravan during the time of Badr, they were hoping that it was one of two things. Either they got the caravan or they would be in combat with Quraysh. And they were hoping that they would get the one that doesn't have a shawka, doesn't have a thorn in it, which is the caravan, no war, right? So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling him, "Halumma ila jihad, come with me." And this was right before, this is right when he announced he's going for Hajj alayhi salatu wasalam, the one time that he did. And this man, just by, I don't want to say coincidence, by tayseer of Allah, came and said this words to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because he had alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged people, obviously at the end of his life before he passed away, he really did encourage heavily people to continue to perform jihad, knowing that that was going to be needed, that once he passed away alayhi salatu wasalam, a lot of the combat form of it was going to be needed a lot, and it was. for a number of generations, a couple of decades after he died, alayhi salam, it was completely needed. If they didn't do it, then none of this would be here. Like, it was needed to defend, it was needed to maintain, it was needed to spread. So he had encouraged it a lot, and this gentleman basically listened to it and said, I'm not good at this, and I don't know if I can do it. So the Prophet ﷺ said, halumma ila jihad, come to meet with me, to a form of striving that does not have death associated with it, or there has no fear of death associated with it. Obviously, you can die anytime. Al-Hajj, and he pointed out al-Hajj. Hajj, in its essence, is a form of jihad, which is what the theme of this of Surah Al-Hajj actually talks about. Yeah, Surah Al-Hajj itself, yeah, and he talks heavily about the concept of jihad. That's what I've done surah summaries. I've summarized Surah Al-Hajj before and explained it. And not to go into too much detail, but the last ayah in Surah Al-Hajj, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. That was the last verse in Surah Al-Hajj. You need to strive for the sake of Allah, the way Allah deserves to be strived for, not the way you want to, but how He deserves to be strived for, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the concept of, so Hajj and Jihad are two, they're synonymous in many ways. You and I may not ever be, inshallah, we'll never be in combat, say I mean, so you never ask for it. But the form of Jihad that you can perform in your life that is meaningful, that is physical, is Hajj, is to go and strive, and you'll be dressed in a certain way, you'll be standing outside in the sun for a certain amount of time, you have to show patience, you have to show kindness and tenderness and perseverance and ease, and you have to open your heart, or else you cannot get through those 4 or 5 days without losing your mind. Because you're surrounded by millions of people, and if you're surrounded by 10 people, it's hard to get out of an elevator. If you're surrounded by 3 or 4 million people, then obviously trying to fit into small places is very difficult. So it is a form of Hajj. There's no shawkafi. You're not going, you're not pulling a sword, you're not fighting, but you're definitely proving your ability to strive for the sake of Allah and maintain your ethics for the sake of Allah. And I think it's a beautiful hadith because this person came and admitted something to the Prophet ﷺ, so he gave him an alternative. He didn't chastise him for what he said. He didn't put him down. He just gave him an alternative, something he can do that can make up for the fact that he's not able to perform the jihad that he's supposed to perform. يروي الإمام الطبراني في المعجم الكبير والإمام عبد الرزاق في مصنفه بسند حسن عن الحسين بن علي رضي الله عنهما قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إني رجل جبان وإني ضعيف فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام هلم إلى جهاد لا شوكة فيه الحج صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم